because you can handle the truth.
Friends, welcome to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Ingry Castle on Immunize Wisely. What does Immunize Wisely mean? We fortify and work with the immune system that the Creator gave us. We don't go for the needle. So Immunize Wisely does not mean vaccinate wisely or unwisely. It means immunize naturally, and I think Ingry and I would agree on that. Ingry's given me permission to basically do my thing tonight. You know, my thing is kind of the freedom thing. Ingry focuses on immunization and the health-related issues around that. Well, the two issues have converged in a serious way. We obviously our freedom to choose how we immunize ourselves, whether it's vaccinated or not, is under severe attack. That's indisputable. So with that being said, I'd like to welcome my first couple of people tonight. Co-hosting with me tonight is Marie from Buffalo. Marie is a world-class activist. She's a mother. She's a wife. She runs a business, and she's doing the freedom fight in ways like no other. She organized a meeting on Monday. She has one a week here in the Buffalo area, at least. Sometimes she'll do two to three a week. There was over 400 people there, according to the people who were setting up the chairs, and they should know. It was a huge crowd. I was the keynote speaker, and I want to thank Marie for helping me get the word out there. If you want to follow what we're doing at courtroomwatch.com, that's courtroomwatch.com. I encourage people to go there. We have some new postings and some postings over the last few months that I think are very critical in people's battle for freedom. Just want to mention these couple of documents before we get to our first guest, very special guest tonight, so hold on tight. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Ingry. So over at Courtroom Watch, we have Marie has just posted several letters from a New York lawyer, good guy, who's allowed us to put them out in public domain, so I suggest people check out the three letters written by Carl Schwartz, and he did a great job on that. We also have a vaccine refusal declaration. We're not going for exemptions. We're going for refusal. The words are different. We can break that down later. There's a vaccine liability letter that's awesome, and that's a world-class document. I really highly recommend people definitely serve that to anybody who's trying to intimidate you into being vaccinated. The vaccine liability letter is awesome. It basically says, hey, boss, you want me to take that vaccine? I'll consider it. But first, you sign this liability letter, assuming full liability should I be injured. And they're never going to want to do that. There's also a criminal trespass warning and some other documents as well. So go to courtroomwatch.com, follow us up there, and see what you like. So tonight we have a very special guest. In the first quarter, meaning 8 to 8:30, after him, we're going to have some New York nurses come in, boots-on-the-ground ladies who can tell you exactly what's going on in the hospitals, the actual truth, not rumor, not innuendo, not regurgitation of other news reports, but real live intelligence, so to speak. So with that being said, I'm going to introduce my co-host, Marie. Marie, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Eric. I'm doing great. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate the help on this broadcast this evening. So we're going to get to our first guest, and I'm going to kind of let Marie take lead of the show tonight because she's really got some excellent things to talk about. But let me introduce our very special guest, Mr. Tom.
Hey, Eric. Can I interject
yes, ma'am.
Real
Go
quick?
Go ahead, Marie. Sure.
Sorry. I just wanted to say something. Are we not living in the most exciting time in history, other than maybe second to the founding of this country back at the Revolution?
Absolutely. No question about it.
We are not only witnessing history, but we have the greatest opportunity ever to actually make and shape history. You know, when our grandchildren look back 40 years from now, how are they going to view their grandparents? I mean, will their eyes fill with tears like mine do when I think of my grandfather who died in Okinawa at the end of World War II? It may have been misguided, but he was defending his country, and he defended it for me to live free. And now, our new wars aren't fought with guns, they're fought with digital media, and still, they're fought with ideas, the idea of freedom, and what is the best life for a human to live. We can all participate and all make a difference, and all of our guests tonight are going to teach us something different about how we can participate in society and take action and truly make a difference that's going to shape the future history of our country and the world.
Well said. Oh boy, is that why I'm glad you're here tonight? Way to go. Well, that's perfectly put. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Marie and our very special guest, Mr. Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. That's the American Policy Center. Tom will give you contact information. Tom's going to give us the tools and the technology to take back our local and state governments from the ground up, because we know at this point the fix from top down is very difficult. You know, we're not going to be parachuting into the Rothschild compound and taking out the Illuminati, okay? Let's pull the rug out from under the enemy, the perpetrators in government and corporations, by taking back our local and state governments. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Marie, and Mr. Tom DeWeese. How are you, Tom?
I'm great, Eric and Marie. It's good to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, get going.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, we're really glad to have you. So, Tom, tell us more about the American Policy Center, the work you're doing, what it's all about, and then, Marie, feel free to interject at any time. You two guys, go ahead.
Okay. Well, the American Policy Center has been around since the late 1980s, and we have worked on many, many different issues. We worked a lot on trying to stop Bill Clinton's destruction of the education system back when he was president, and didn't do a very good job of that, apparently, because they have really taken control of that. But we were one of the very first organizations to really start to question the radical environmental movement and what they were all about and what they wanted. As I kept seeing programs and policies come up, they were pushing. I kept saying, "What about the property rights of people? This is affecting their property rights and so forth." Well, this really led us to become a major spokesman in the country for the protection of private property rights. And we were one of the very first organizations to come out and try to expose Agenda 21, which came out in 1992, and they said it was a comprehensive blueprint for the reorganization of human society, which is a massive statement. And that agenda, that they tried to poo-poo it after we began to put a spotlight on it and say, oh, it's just a voluntary thing, just a good idea. And we have now proven that it is official government policy. There's nothing voluntary about it. And it is destroying our food industry. It's destroying our private property. It's destroying our very system of government. And now, you know, we've gone from Agenda 21 to Agenda 2030, which was just more detail of what Agenda 21 was. And then it morphed into the Green New Deal. And now it's moving to what they're calling the Great Reset. It's all exactly the same thing. And it's all about building a globalist society and destroying national sovereignty, destroying private property, destroying individual liberty and free enterprise. And the COVID lockdown was the perfect test case to see how gullible we would be and how far we would allow them to take this whole thing. And you can see, if you didn't like what was happening there, then you're not going to like it when all these policies are finally completely put into place and you've got a top-down control telling you exactly how to live, what to eat, what to, where you're going to live, and so forth. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. That's very scary. And I think it's good that we've gotten a glimpse of that because, you know, like you, Tom, I've been an activist for a few years and I've been trying to get people motivated, energized, activated. And it's a hard sell because if it doesn't impact them at the current moment, people's lives are busy and it's hard for them to give up what they're already doing to try to save the country. But indeed, now we can see that we must. And I will tell you, I started back in October of 2020, and I, as a business owner, and Cuomo, our not esteemed governor, Cuomo had announced that we were going to have to shut down once again. And I had had enough. And I didn't shut down the first time, but I was tired of watching other people do it. And so I put out a call to fellow business owners. I said, you know, we can't meet anywhere because every place is closed, but come to my business. I cleaned out my business, the floor of my product, and people came in. 120 people showed up the first night. Bravo. That told me there was some interest. We've been doing a lot of activism. We've been meeting every week since then. But I will tell you, this last two or three weeks, all of a sudden, the numbers are growing exponentially. We're outgrowing our space. We've had 400 or 500 people at meetings, which is phenomenal. I love it. It's still not enough, but we're getting somewhere now. We're finally getting somewhere. People are paying attention. So, I've looked at your website. You have some amazing books that you've written and amazing tools that people can use. And I think one of the questions people have is, yeah, I really want to do something. I'm all jazzed up now. I'm motivated. I get it. There's a real problem. I have to do something. But what the heck do I do? And I think you have a few tools, don't you, that people can take a look at to help them get going.
It's exactly what we're spending 100% of our time on right now to do that. And I'll tell you, in agreement of what you're just saying, first of all, as I've been fighting these battles for literally more than 30 years, and I've been called, a conspiracy theorist and spreading hate and nutcase for a long time, but finally, I see more people are getting it. You have to be a victim before you really understand and want to take a look at this. We have families to raise and jobs to do and people, one of the things we have to understand about our side in all this is we want limited government. That means we really don't like government. We know we have to have it, but we want it limited. We want it controlled, and we want it protecting our life, not us having to protect it. And so we, what we've done is we stayed away from local government, particularly. If we want to get involved in politics, we get all excited about running somebody for president. Now you got one voice. If that person does win, you got one voice. We go home and we say, oh, good, now I don't have to do anything anymore. What we have failed to do over all of these years as they're putting these plans in place is to build a permanent infrastructure from which to fight back. So that when they come up with new policies, new crazy radical ideas, a Green New Deal, all that, we're stuck flat-footed sitting there thinking, well, that's crazy. What do we do about this? And we don't have an answer. We have to build that infrastructure, and this is what we're teaching the people to do. Local level. The other side understands this. They understand our organizing on the local level, and that's exactly what they have done. Every single city council meeting, county commission meeting are loaded with these non-governmental organizations, these private organizations that are pushing these agendas. And what happens is they surround your city councilman, your mayor, your county commissioners, and you want to know why they won't listen to you, because we haven't been there. And so when we come up with our ideas, they sound crazy to them because they're inundated with this other side, with this other policy, and they've got all of it in a box ready for them. They've got it all written out. They've got the grant money for it, too. They don't even have to think. They don't have to do a thing. It's all right there. And then we come along and say, oh, golly, this is, this is wrong. And the NGOs are standing behind them, and they're saying, don't listen to them, the guy's a nutcase, and they begin to believe this is the proper role of government. That's our problem.
Hey, Tom, let me interject here. Hold that thought, Marie. Tom, give out your website, the exact domain.
Our website is AmericanPolicy.org, AmericanPolicy.org.
Very good. Continue, Marie.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's a perfect description of what's happening with the government. And we've got to stop relying on, say, like you said, one person, the president. Well, the president can only do so much because he doesn't literally control what happens. And so we have got to start, I believe, grassroots efforts. And I love your ideas, and I want to hear some more about them, Tom.
Yeah. Well, what we, you know, working on the local level is powerful. Your elected officials on those levels, from state legislature to your city council, have more power than they mostly understand. They have ways to block the federal government. That's the way our government was set up. And there's a lot of things the federal government's doing wrong, and there's ways we can deal with that, nullification, things like that, to stop them from putting these things in place. But if you can get control of your city council and be there, what we've done, I'll just very, very basic, what I've advocated, what I've put together here, you focus in your community. Don't worry about what happens in the next door community or across the state or in the state legislature, anything like that. Focus on your community, and if you can begin to put together a permanent infrastructure, an organization to protect private property, protect local businesses that have, you know, look what's happened with the lockdown and how local businesses have been crushed while global corporations are you know, soaring. And so protecting local businesses and protecting your individual choices and rights, if you can do that in your community, then you can begin, it's what I call build a freedom pod out of your community. And if you do it right and you're successful, the other communities will say, oh, how did you do that? And they want to do it as well. And you begin to, you're planting the seed and it begins to move forward. And I'll just give you some very quick basics ideas on how to build this, building a freedom pod. The first thing you have to do, and you don't have to have a lot of people, but you can't do it alone. You will never fight these battles alone and win. But if you can get 25 or 30 people together, you can do incredible things. First of all, when I do public speaking, I ask the audience, how many of you like to do research, really dig down in there and start following all the clues and seeing where they'll go? Four or five people put up their hands. These are the vital, important people who want to do this, who can do this. You have to know who your enemy is. And the way you do that is by research. These NGOs all have a history. They are not local. They work across the country. Some of them work internationally. You find out who their leadership is, where their money comes from, what are the kind of policies that they worked on. And one of the things that I tell people all the time on research, you get that comprehensive development plan that every single community is now putting together to determine your future. Look in that plan, and I challenge you to find one single word that says anything about protection of private property. It doesn't exist. And this is the kryptonite in all this sustainable development policies. The one piece of kryptonite in there is they can't implement these plans without destroying private property. If you begin to protect private property, that's where the pushback begins. The next thing that you do, as you do the research, the next thing you need are people we call the watchers. These are people who volunteer to go to every single public meeting, the thing none of us want to do. Go to those public meetings and watch them, what's taking place. Here you're going to find out who the main forces are behind these policies. Here you'll find out what the new ones are coming up, and you'll find out who are the NGOs and these development groups working in your community, and that then builds your team's strength to know what to do. And then you have the people who are going to speak in the meetings. The agitators are people who are going to go in and make our position strong. They can organize that position and so forth. And all these things, by the way, we've put together a activist handbook and a whole plan has all this information in it. You can get it on our website at AmericanPolicy.org. We'll go on.
Yeah, Paul, can you have a break? Tom, can you hold that thought? Marie, we'll
sure.
Be right back. It's Eric the Freedom Streamer sitting in for Ingrid on Immunized Wisely. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Ingrid. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tom, we're going to get right back to you now. If you can stay for a couple of extra minutes past the 8:30 break, we'd love to have you stay. But continue on, Tom and Marie.
Sure, sure, I can stay. This stuff Beautiful. Always takes a lot longer than than we ever have to talk about it. But as we're going through, you know, this list of ideas on how to build a team, a freedom pod in your community, I won't go through all these things, but we do talk about how to build a media team and a social media team. We've got some pretty effective ideas on doing that, and there's a couple of things that I really enjoy. First of all, one of them is focusing on the victims. Every one of these programs have victims. And as I think we kind of said at the very beginning, that if you're not a victim, if you haven't felt these policies coming down on you, then you try to ignore them. But as you're doing that research and you're going through, and as they're building, you know, these smart growth high-rise compounds and so forth, and everything's moving downtown, they start looking at these lower-income neighborhoods, and as the first thing, they're going to bulldoze and move out of there. Well, first of all, there are people in those neighborhoods who own their own property. There are people there who have their own little mom-and-pop shops. And when that bulldozer comes in there and they tear all that down and they rebuild it to this shiny new place they want to put together, well, Do they bring in those little mom-and-pop shops to you know, be in that new shiny place? No. These global corporations now are the restaurants and the, you know, the groceries and things like that. So these people have been, you know, their lives will be destroyed, and they don't have their hopes and their dreams for their themselves is gone. So here's the thing you can tell ahead of time, as you can see where this may be coming. Go into that neighborhood and say, do you know what's about to happen? This is a way you can recruit these folks, minorities and so forth, into your movement and grow it that way. And the last thing the perpetrators of this stuff want to do is hear from these victims. So that's one thing I like you know, to advise that people do. Another thing is to create a grading system. Look at all the programs they're putting together, and look at all the elected officials that are involved in it. And you can take a 1 to 10 grading system, 1 meaning it's total tyranny, 10 meaning it's for freedom, and begin to grade these different plans, and then grade the elected officials, where they stood on how they voted for it and what they advocated and what they did. Now, I guarantee you, here's the fun part of this. As soon as you do that and you put that grading system out there, they're going to respond. They're going to say, that's not true. That's not me. I didn't do that. Now they have opened up the public debate for you. And now you can respond and say, well, councilman, you voted for this, and this is what it does. Did you not? For example, the movement right now to get rid of single-family neighborhoods and move, you know, these high-rises and stuff into those neighborhoods. This is a major move going on right now across the country, and there's a spot where you can begin to do that. And so, you know, those are some of the things that can be done towards building the Freedom Pod, and of course, getting the right people elected to be in these positions. One of the things we've really failed to do on our side is build precincts, have precinct captains there. Precinct captain is the silver bullet for victory, and knowing who the people are that you need to get into the polls and get there. And one of the major issues that we need to work on now is voter integrity. We have got to get control of that the votes are actually counted properly. If that doesn't happen, it doesn't matter how much work we do. We're not going to win if they keep doing this. We've got to get control of the integrity of the ballot box, and that can be a major thing that your local Freedom Pod can get control of. Don't we wish in the past that we had cared who was on the local board of elections? But we didn't. We didn't pay any attention. Now we need to do that. We need to pay attention to who is the city attorney. You know, when's the last time we cared about that? These are the people enforcing these COVID lockdowns. So, you know, this is what I mean by building a Freedom Pod, and that is as fast as I can describe it. But that's what we're promoting.
That's actually, let me interject something real quick. Yeah, isn't that great, Murray? This is fantastic. Let me just interject something quick for the 2 minutes we have. Then we're going to have a bottom of the hour break, and then Tom's going to stay with us for a little bit, and our New York nurses, I'm sure, will be patiently waiting, and we'll get to them later. But I want to get through this thoroughly with Mr. Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. They did it here in the little sleepy little upstate New York farm town that I live in, one of the most rural, apparently it's the poorest county in the state. By the way, simultaneously the most highly taxed. And right in town there was a beautiful house built in the 1840s. And the New York State, I believe it's called the Empire Development Association, which is a state-funded, you know, trying to push through the UN Agenda 20, came in and bulldozed the house to the ground. When you said bulldoze the house is down, that rang a bell, because I was just talking with a guy who lived next door to the house that got bulldozed into the ground. They wouldn't sell it to him for any price. They insisted on destroying it. And when the people went over and said, hey, can we at least save that historic stained glass? They said, nope, we're going to destroy the whole house, everything along with it. So it was very sad. But we'll be back with more solutions with Tom DeWeese and Marie from Buffalo. This is Eric the Freedom Streamer. You're listening to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Quick Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. You're listening to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Why is it the Republic Broadcasting Network and not the Democracy Broadcasting Network? Because in a republic, the rights of the individual are paramount. In a democracy, 51% of the government people and the wolves are going to feast on the rest of our 49% substance. So that's why we call it the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Ingrid. I have with me Marie from Buffalo, and I have Mr. Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. His website is AmericanPolicy.org. AmericanPolicy.org. Don't get off track, people, with such ethereal things that we neglect to do what we can really do to take this back, to get back our freedom. The most critical component, the genesis of immunizing wisely, is the freedom to choose how you're going to do that. You're going to take your vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, potassium, magnesium, and iodine, or you're going to run for the needle. You're going to worry about the big five, the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and probiotics, or are you going to go to the drug dealers and big pharma? I think most of the people listening to this broadcast, I know your answer. So With that, let's get right back to Tom DeWeese. Tom, continue telling us about your Freedom Pods and the effect, and throw in a success story. I think when I spoke to you previously, you mentioned that you had some success with this, taking back some local legislators. Am I correct on that?
We've had some, yes. And what we've done a series of webinars where I bring some people who are experts in different things on board to help teach. And if you go into our website at AmericanPolicy.org, find webinar number 8. And that is with some folks down in Shreveport, Louisiana. It's called the Cato Alliance for Freedom. And they have had an incredible success as they've moved forward. They started out with just 5 people. And they went to a city councilman complaining about some things they were doing there, and they the city councilman kind of patted them on the head and said, "Well, you're nice boys, but this is just the way it's done." And he says you're never going to be able to change anything. And that's what made the Chris Crackman, the guy who's in charge of it, who was totally unpolitical at the time, I'd never done anything like this before, but he determined right then and there, yes, I am going to make change. And they went at it, and one of the things they did was they began to put flyers out to all the people who are in the affected area, showing, and they put these out regularly, and the flyer would have, you know, the circle with a slash in it, like, "You're not allowed to do this anymore." It'd be a photograph or a description of something, like, for example, they live around what's called Caddo Lake, and people have their own boat docks. They weren't going to be allowed to have those anymore. They weren't going to be able to put their company trucks or vehicles in their driveway anymore, which they'd always done. People began to understand they're all victims already of these programs, and that's what got them energized. They began to stack city council meetings, 200 and 300 people showing up. They built a social media page, and they started doing petitions and things like that, spreading the word, getting around the media. And they now have 4,000 people involved there. And what thrilled me the most in the webinar that we did with them was at the end, he said, "We're now getting calls from other communities saying, 'How did you do that?'" That's exactly what I've been advocating as that will happen. And I was so happy to hear that. And
that is so awesome, really. It's great
that,
they ran with it and made it happen.
Tom, are you still with us? It seems we might have lost Tom. He dropped off kind of abruptly. Sam, do you have any help? Tom, are you there? Okay, the board operator tell me. He just dropped? Okay, so the word is that Tom just dropped. Boy, how convenient, huh? I wonder if the enemy has anything to do with this. I don't mean to get too conspiratorial, but Okay. So here's what we're going to do. Okay, here he comes, folks. Can you hold tight? You're listening to Immunize Wisely. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. The crucial part of immunization is deciding how you're going to immunize. Okay, so we got Tom back. Tom, they dropped us. Would you continue with your thought?
Sure, yeah. Anyway, I was just telling you about, you know, one of the victories that we had. One of the things that we have in the toolkit and the handbook that we've put together is a series of 5 sample legislations that people can follow. We've got a whole chapter in there about how they can be used in your state legislature, and how even if you've got a minority of supporters, you know, members of the state legislature that support our ideas, there's a way that they can become very effective. But what reminded me of that, these bills can also be used in city councils or county commissions as well. One of them deals with eminent domain. And this is the power tool that they use over and over and over again, as you were mentioning in your situation. And, you know, they just come in and just bulldoze and say, "This is what we're going to do. There's nothing you can do about it." And so, you know, there is something we can do about it. The final to the story of the folks around the Cato Alliance for Freedom is that now that same city councilman now comes up to them and says, "How can I help you?" instead of "Go away." And two of their people now have been appointed to the local development board, now controlling what that board's going to do. So this is what you can do in your own community, and keep it simple. I know there's so many issues. So many people start down the road to do something, and then another issue comes up, and another, and they start spinning in circles, and they get intimidated, and they don't know what to do about it. Focus on an issue that is really vital to you, that's really important to you, with your group of people. You cannot do this alone, but get them, you know, if you can win a victory on that issue, you can begin to build on others. But focus. You can, and you can also do all of this in city, in local school boards as well. And that's where we're really getting a lot of passionate activism right now, in the school boards, with this critical race theory thing and all that. People are starting to see, that's my child. What are you doing to my child? And that's powerful. So, you know, this is all of it. Yeah.
Well, I love all of that. And I thank you so much for putting that together. I know you've worked on it for a long, long time. And I just love your website. When people go there, AmericanPolicy.org, they're going to learn so much, even just by reading the articles that you have posted. And you have so many helps. And I'm sitting here thinking maybe that's where my group will morph once we kind of fight back this whole vaccine issue in the next couple weeks, I pray. And but then we need to actually dig into the deeper issues and take back our local governments. And I don't know if you're aware of this, Tom, but we just had a county in New York State, of all places, who was able to work with petition and work with their county legislators, and they became a constitutional county.
Yeah, this is a new, and we actually have a document on that as well. That's a new tool that we're beginning to pull together.
Right.
So yeah, that's a growing thing, and I'm really excited about that. One thing, let me say to you, you know, you have now, you said like 400 or 500 people that are starting to come and so forth. Why don't you take 4 or 5 of your very best activists, begin to have them contact these people, to begin to talk to them, find out what their real interests are, and that sort of thing. And you can begin to build them together. You've already got your organization. Because you've got those people coming to your meetings, now you've got to learn the best ways to organize them and build the team. That's the thing. Build them into a team doing what they want to do. Some people who are intimidated don't know how to do any of these things. They are still good at holding signs at rallies, filling seats in city council meetings. They don't have to think, don't have to do anything else. They can do that and be part of what you're doing and be a vital part. So these are the ways we need to think about it as we're moving forward. If we have a meeting, if we have people come together, you know, we have now 75 million people or more who are as mad as they can be because they feel that their hopes, their dreams were robbed from them in this last election. It is our duty to keep those people involved. They don't know what to do. They haven't done these things before, and we've got to get them involved, and this is the way that we can do it. So, you know, that's what we're
talking about. And you're right. Everybody who comes to the meeting, they want to take action. And so we're guiding them in that direction. But I'm going to be calling on you, Tom, to help me put more of this together. And I so appreciate what you have made available. So thank you so much for all of your hard effort and your work.
Absolutely.
I want to share I'm glad you brought up eminent domain. I'm going to briefly share before we let you go for the night. I want to share one of our victories we had up here with Eminent Domain. The Empire Cheese Company has a cheese factory in Cuba, New York. The factory is in perfectly good condition. It's working along just fine. Well, they have a $175,000 a year tax bill, property tax bill, but which I'm sure they don't want to pay, just like the rest of us. So they went to this Empire Development Corporation and cut a deal where they were going to take a farmer's couple hundred acres that he relied on to feed his dairy cattle and take it under eminent domain because his asking price was too high. That would have set a whole new precedent in eminent domain. The people around here rose up and they said, I don't think so. Guess what one of the caveats in the deal was? The Empire Cheese Company would be able to go for 20 years without paying any property taxes on the new factory that they were going to build on the land that they seized from a local farmer. Well, that didn't happen because the local said, I don't think so. So we've had some victories on eminent domain, and I think having your tools from the American Policy Center are going to streamline this whole thing where we can get it done quicker, faster, and at a more effective rate.
Now, let me, if I may, let me finish with two quotes that I think set a lot of this stuff in place. You know, we talk about Agenda 21, sustainable development. What do we really mean by that, and why is it relevant to us? My former colleague, who's now deceased, Rosa Corey, who was a powerful voice in this fight, and she was actually the head of Democrats against Agenda 21, which made her even more powerful, describing Agenda 21 and sustainable development, which is the policy of Agenda 21, and you hear it everywhere, sustainable, sustainable, sustainable. This is her definition of that. Sustainable development is the action plan to inventory and control all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all information, all energy, and all human beings in the world. It's inventory and control. That's what we're fighting here. That's what it's about. Now, getting a definition of, we talk about property rights, and property rights being one of the most powerful tools. As this started back in the 90s, some of the government and legal judicial area began to understand they didn't have a really good definition of what property rights were. And so back in 1997, a state Supreme Court justice named Richard B. Sanders in the state of Washington wrote this definition of property rights, and I think this puts everything right into place. He said, property in a thing consists not merely in its ownership and possession, but in the unrestricted right of use, enjoyment, and disposal. Anything which destroys any of the elements of property to that extent destroys the property itself. The substantial value of property lies in its use. If the right of use be denied, the value of the property is annihilated and ownership is rendered a barren right. And that is what we're dealing with today, as government just decides what they're going to do with property, and you're just going to pay for it. And that's what's got to change.
Wow, that is so powerful. Tom, thank you so, so much, and we'll be talking soon, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Want to help you any way we can. Let's do it.
Very good. Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center. That's Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center, and his website is AmericanPolicy.org. That's AmericanPolicy.org. Get up off your couch, folks. Get to that computer, however you got to do it. If you don't have one, get to one. I'm sure you can find one somewhere, and start getting involved with Tom's Freedom Pods at the American Policy. At AmericanPolicy.org is the website. We encourage people to go there and get active now. You've got no excuse to complain. Well, forget going to a beach in Mexico or a mountain in Switzerland. The tyranny is not good. You're not going to escape the tyranny. It's going to find you there. Arguably, the safest place for you to be right now is in a bottom-up constitutional county rebuilding with heavily armed patriots holding their position legally and lawfully. With such good decisions like the one you read from that judge in Washington State, that's fantastic. I'm so glad to hear that. We've had five or six, maybe more, positive decisions from New York State judges, believe it or not. The higher judges appointed by Cuomo come in and try to overturn the lower rulings, and there's a real battle between the judges going on. I know through the grapevine, several are saying that they really want to do the right thing and help through this, and they're showing it by their adjudication, so we appreciate that. And Tom DeWeese, can you come back again sometime? I don't know how we're going to get you on because I'm just sitting in for tonight, but maybe Ingrid will have you on. Maybe John Statmiller, the owner of the network, would consider doing an interview with you and airing out some more of what you have going on. So we really appreciate you, Tom. And yeah, thank you so much. Anything you'd like to add before we check out for the night?
I've been on with John. John and I have worked together on some things before. So.
Good. I wasn't able to catch everything. But I'm glad to hear that. So good. You've got traction with the network. I would encourage John to have you back on. So wonderful presentation tonight. Once again, people, go to AmericanPolicy.org and get involved now. This is the epic fight for freedom. Get involved with it. Don't be a coward and run from it. the founding fathers didn't throw in the towel and say, well, we're never going to beat this enemy, or we can't fix this, let's just go retire somewhere. And no, they found their courage. Courage is the foremost of all virtues, for without it, you may never get to experience any of the others. Thank you, Tom DeWeese.
Thank you. See you later.
Have a good night. Okay, so Marie, that was epic. I hear some music.
I love it.
Well, it's perfect timing. We have a break. We're going to get right back with our very patiently waiting New York nurses, Hannah and Debbie. You're listening to Immunize Wisely. It's Eric the Freedom Streamer sitting in on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, friends. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. I'm sitting in for Angry Castle. On Immunize Wisely, this is being broadcast out over the world on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to introduce our New York nurses, and then, ladies, we're going to have a short segment, about 5 minutes, and then we're going to have a top-of-the-hour break, which will usually be pretty brief, and then we'll get right back. We got the whole second hour for our lovely New York nurses. There's Hannah, and there's Debbie. So, Maria, I'm just going to kick it over to you from here. Just go on and take over, introduce our friends, and we'll take it from there.
Well, awesome. Actually, it's a little bit of a mystery to me. I don't know Hannah's story, and so I'm as excited as everybody else to hear what Hannah's bringing us today, because I know you were working with her and set it up, but I'm very excited. So, Hannah, welcome. Are you there, Hannah? Are you on?
Yeah,
can
you hear me, Hannah?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, Hannah is a nurse. Yeah, just so people know, because Marie's a little more familiar with the other nurse, Debbie, who's coming right on with us in a second. I've been working with Hannah. She's going through some issues with forced, you know, masking, forced vaccinations, and et cetera, the usual thing. So Hannah is a nurse and an EMT. So she's right boots on the ground in the trenches. So, Hannah, welcome to our show tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate that. So you're in upstate New York, correct?
Yes, yep.
And what I think I'm going to do is, if you want to make a few comments just to kind of introduce your situation, and then after the 9 o'clock, or I'm sorry, you know, top of the hour break, 9 Eastern, we're going to have you do two things. Continue any comments and read that religious refusal letter. We don't like to call it an exemption, because an exemption is like a petition. Can you please exempt me? We're not asking. We're telling. I refuse. And Hannah wrote the most wonderful religious refusal letter. And I'd like to have her read that. It's, you know, after the 9 o'clock break. So are you willing to do that, Hannah?
Yeah, for sure.
You're here, and we want to hear what you're seeing out on the streets and in the nursing rooms, the hospital rooms.
Yeah, so it's really cool. I really have learned a lot of things since I've come in contact with you and Marie. And going to that meeting in East Aurora, being able to learn more information. Before, I wasn't really, I'm a nurse, and so I'm working in a nursing home. I've also worked through 3 COVID waves in 2 different facilities, so I've been around a lot of COVID patients. I work as an EMT through a volunteer fire hall, and I'm able to see patients through that as well.
Hold that thought, Hannah. Yeah, here's our top of the hour break, and we'll be right back after the top of the hour. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Angry on Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.